Welcome to Fourth Stream Radio, where we consider concepts to help on your quest to a satisfied mind. And today, Dave and I are talking about some agreed-upon metrics to discuss our current parenting priorities. And you can find more family resources at mystronghome.com.
Well, metrics, that's kind of a secular term, but it's something that we all understand because, you know, you get anywhere that you want to be kind of step by step, inch by inch. I heard once, inch by inch, anything's a cinch. But, you know, that's the idea. That's the nature of life. You know, you kind of have to move forward a step at a time. So when you're talking about metrics about our current parenting priorities, there are so many. Mm-hmm. So you've got to consider them and be reflective so that you can grab a hold of them and say, okay, here's where we are, you know, we have made progress and here's where we need to work at making progress. And that's a list that we're looking at today.
And it's kind of fun to go through these. You and I have done them for several years. Some years we came out of doing this and felt like we have nailed it. And that is such a good feeling to feel like we're on a team together and this has worked. And then some years we've walked out and went, oh, we have 3 to 5 things that we need to give some attention to because your kids enter different phases all the time. So the needs are new each phase.
And once again, this is a worksheet that you can find at mystronghome.com. It's an absolutely free thing related to family. And there's a course there that you can just kind of systematically work through your metrics. So I asked the question, which items from this list, and there are many, so we're just going to be able to touch on them, focus on the current condition of your family? Because partners should be able to accomplish this together. And if you take care to talk through these indicators in the most obvious areas, this checklist can become just useful to you. It's not like, oh my gosh, we've got to go through a checklist. It's more like, okay, well, what applies right now?
Well, and honestly, when you go through it, you will feel good about a lot of things because each phase is different, like I just said. And so it's just important not to look at it like, oh my gosh, how many things are we going to find that are wrong? But instead, you know, to celebrate the things that are really going well.
Well, and they're kind of broad and global in nature. Like the first one, our child learning to be a learner.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that go into our children learning and then us providing an atmosphere where they can learn.
Yeah. So basically, if you feel like something is off kilter here, you'll need to learn how your child learns and take some time together as parents to figure out how to play to their strengths and strengthen their weaknesses. And sometimes your child learns more like one of the parents, so the other one doesn't recognize the strength of it. So it really takes both of you to do this because sometimes it just looks different than you're used to seeing.
Well, and I think that encompasses a variety of areas. There's the practical things of life. There's the academic nature. There's a spiritual part of life. So as a parent, to talk that through on an ongoing basis, what are our children learning and what kind of an atmosphere are we providing? Second one, our family atmosphere of acceptance. This is a great conversation to have because, you know, you get in the thick of parenting and you're kind of working off from what you learned and what you've experienced. So to consider the accepting atmosphere in your family is huge when you think about the life of your family.
Yeah. And from what I've seen, this carries from one generation to the next. So do you speak admiringly of your spouse and do your kids do the same amongst themselves? You know, be careful that one kid doesn't take all the hits, so to speak, and a different kid take all the kudos.
Right.
You know, just be sure that gets all, not so much balanced, but just that each kid is noticed.
Well, the whole that saying about don't do as I say, do as I do, or vice versa, I think that, you know, if you're setting the tone, and that's what a lot of this is about, when you talk about measurable goals, parents need to look at themselves first. It's not just a matter of, you know, what we're teaching our children. It's a matter of what are we modeling? Because, you know, they're going to follow what they see,
right?
Not just what we say.
I think you said that backwards, but we all know what you meant.
I said it. I reversed it. I made it work either way. Third thing, measurable goals in a family to be accepting of others different from ourselves. And this is huge when it comes to a critical spirit and accepting words of life, when to know when to keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, basically, when you sort of assess yourself on this, are you a critical family or are you an accepting one? And do you find your children enjoying their friends' strengths or do you notice them more often being critical? You know, are they arrogant or are they really accepting? Because this is a family heart issue.
Measurable goals. So learning to be a learner, atmosphere of acceptance, accepting of others different from ourselves. This one is an interesting one because, you know, you'd think in our world, I don't know, everybody would get this, but they don't.
We didn't.
Physical and sexual education about our bodies.
Yeah, what we learned and observed from our friends is that this is a conversation that looks a little bit different every time you have it, because each time they're a bit older and they understand a little bit more, and they're piecing it together, word upon word, line upon line. They're piecing it together about the physical and the emotional. And this does not matter if it's a boy or a girl, that you will have many conversations, or you should. It's really a conversation that you have over and over and over. And I can remember looking at you thinking, this is so weird. We've already talked about this. But, you know, after going through it several times, seeing friends go through it, you realize, oh, this is because they're learning it a bit at a time. Because what you talk about one time doesn't always completely make sense to them until they've kind of gone through it. Now they know a little more than they knew before.
Well, and I think being open about this and making it a spiritual issue, mm-hmm. it's not just a physical or social issue, is incredibly important. And my strategy was to come in and say, you know, who do you think knows more about sex and physical relationships? You know, your parents who have been married for 15 years or the people you talk to at school? Come on, man. And it embarrassed the kids to some degree, but we had open conversations mm-hmm. about that. So they had the ammunition that they needed in order to deal mm-hmm. with some of the physical and sexual things that are going on in our culture. Another thing when it comes to measurable goals for parents to talk about and talk about what's going on in our family, to learn self-discipline and personal responsibility and the implications for taking personal responsibility and not taking it. And there's nothing more beautiful than to see a young man or a young woman recognizing that they're responsible for what they do and what they say.
Yeah, we've talked about this more extensively other days, just the idea of learning how to control yourself and show some self-restraint.
Here's another one from a family perspective, to develop confidence in achieving goals. This is a tough one because, you know, I don't know, there are different times in a child rearing that you think that, you know, the brain cortex is not, is somehow not connected the way that it needs to be. And the reality is that self-confidence in achieving goals is one of the big goals of being a parent. And how can you help that process? How can you help your child get that feeling, that fulfillment of being able to achieve a goal that they've set out to accomplish?
And understanding that it only comes step by step. You don't suddenly go from wanting to do something to being really good at it. Again, this is a worksheet out of the Workshop on Marriage and Family that you can find at mystronghome.com. This worksheet helps you consider about 20 areas. We're talking about a lot of them today, and enjoy what's going well and find the top two or three that need some work. It's all about keeping the strategizing going, and it also really helps with your communication with your spouse, and it helps to maintain the, hey, we're on the same team here feel.
Well, and if you could see the sheet in front of you, it's just a checklist, and mm-hmm. you go down it, and, you know, there might, when we were younger, you know, we would check off half of them. You know, yeah. But as the process went on, we got some things figured out. So there would always be one or two things that we felt God wanted us to work on mm-hmm. and that it was a need that we recognized in our family.
Right.
Here's another one. To learn where my rights end and another's begin. Where are your kids in that process? And where are you in that process?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really about learning self-control. But even greater than that, it's learning the art and the heart of empathy and understanding, I think.
Well, and tied into that is the next one, which is to learn forgiveness. And, you know, that forgiveness has to be like a family conversation, because mm-hmm. where else in the world are you going to be in a situation where you know that you're going to hurt one another's feelings, you know that you're not going to measure up, and you have the opportunity to complete the process of being hurt and then forgiving one another? That's something we learn at home.
Yeah, it is. And it really helps if it's demonstrated by us as parents. Also, kids need a chance to talk through their feelings, because if they've been kicked in the gut, so to speak, by something that's gone on at school or in the neighborhood, they'll need probably more than one time to talk about that and figure that out.
Well, forgiveness is something that can really propel a child into the world as a young mm-hmm. man or a young woman. And right along with that, is the idea of being someone who knows how to share, you know, and it's not just all about, hey, you're taking my stuff. It's a matter of, well, how can I leverage the stuff in my life, whether it's things or assets that I have, in order to bless others and benefit others.
And to shelter others.
Yeah, and we learn that in our home. And if you don't learn it at home. Are you going to learn it at school? You know?
Well, and you know, God may teach our kids, and He will teach our kids things outside the home, but it's so much safer. It's so much more of a refuge to learn it at home.
So many of these right now are that we're talking about as far as measurable goals in the family are, internal forgiveness and to learn sharing. This third one goes right along with it, to developing good listening skills. You know, you can be a bad listener and run over people and not hear what they say. You can also be kind of a lazy listener who doesn't engage. And so teaching.
Just talks.
Yeah. And so is your family a good, do you have a good listening environment? And are you promoting that together?
Yeah. So number one, do your kids know how not to interrupt? Because if you have more of a talker, sometimes they'll burst in and interrupt. Even greater, have they learned how to be interesting responders, which is what you were talking about, being good listeners, especially the kids who are natural introverts. You know, this is a whole show in itself, but essentially, do your kids know how to answer with more than just a yes or no? How to ask questions in return? They need to have sort of a list of questions in the back of their mind. And do your kids have that as you assess this?
You know, even as we're talking about this, you know, the family is kind of like a lab, and I don't want it to sound cold, but you know, it's a place to be exposed to controlled experimentation. Because nobody is ever going to love your kids more than you love them. And if you have their best interests at heart, you want them to develop good listening skills. And also with that, you want them to be able to hope and dream. That's such a huge part of the family environment.
It is. Do you find yourself squelching or minimizing that kind of talk because of finances or fear or because they just seem too outrageous? And so, you know, just assess that. Are you encouraging that? Or do you find yourself kind of, you know, afraid of them talking about leaving home or having dreams that you think they'll never be able to do that?
Just a few more things to touch on before we run out of time here with regard to measurable goals. Having room to fail, that is something really important to allow for. It's not just a matter about, you know, right and wrong and coming up short or achieving. It's about learning the process of failing.
And having room to grow.
Yeah, right along with that. And in the middle of all that, learning respect for authority and also having an awareness of the spiritual dimensions of life.
Yeah, the authority thing. This isn't a once and done question because you'll see that your kids are doing really well in a phase of their life. And then all of a sudden they may show disdain for a coach or a teacher or a neighbor and they'll need to be helped through it again.
Wow, I'm looking at the rest of the things on this list and there's no way we're going to accomplish them today. But if you are interested about measurable goals, you can go and find more family resources at mystronghome.com and go down this checklist together as a couple. And this doesn't have one of these things where the marriage things had, okay, one column for the female, one column for the male. In this situation, it's let's talk about this together. What's preeminent right now? What's prominent in our family?
It's just awesome for teamwork. You just feel really good when you're done.
And so what we would do is we'd jot down a list. Over the next few months in our family life, this is what we're purposing to accomplish. You can find more video and course information at mystronghome.com. Forestream.com is a collection of resources to help you and those you know experience the freedom of a kingdom life. If you'd like to listen to today's program in its entirety, go to forestream.com and click on the radio button.
Together, we're finding hope at forthstream.com.